Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea's military fired a series of missiles into the Sea of Japan in an exercise today meant to simulate an attack on North Korea's nuclear test site. North Korea prompted the reaction after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. We asked security expert Jamil Jaffer whether it actually could have been a hydrogen device.
Either way, it's a very big deal. Obviously, it's a sixth nuclear test, the second in about a year, and, you know, concerning because of the size of the weapon. If it is a hydrogen bomb, that represents a significant change in North Korean capability because it shows their ability to do a two-stage nuclear weapon. Essentially means you can get a lot more explosive power out of the same size weapon.
UN Security Council has called for an emergency session today to deal with the latest nuclear provocation from Pyongyang. Several hundred Muslim women demonstrated outside Myanmar's embassy in the Indonesian capital today in a third day of protests calling for the government to take a tougher stand against persecution of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. The violence in Myanmar and an exodus of some 10,000 or more Rohingya from Rakhine State into Bangladesh began after insurgents attacked Myanmar police and the government troops attacked Rohingya villages. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says his coalition would not share power 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled a presidential election citing irregularities. The incumbent, Uhuru Kenyatta, who won last month's polling over Odinga, agreed he would not do a power share. Kenya's constitution says fresh election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News. An Iranian appeals court has upheld a 10-year jail term against a U.S. citizen, two Iranian Americans, and a U.S. resident from Lebanon who earlier had been convicted on spying charges. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai sees this as a victory for hardliners in Iran who have a twofold purpose.
Leverage their differences with the United States, especially as Washington ratchets up its talk against the terms of the nuclear deals or Iran's violations of the terms of the nuclear deals. This is one way to put more bargaining chips on the table by the hardline judiciary.
And Banai said it is designed to keep the government of President Hassan Rouhani and its relations with the West in check. U.S. has called on Iran to release all Americans and other foreigners who are detained on fabricated national security charges. Sunday was a day of prayer in the U.S. state of Texas following the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey a week before, which came on shore August 25th, leaving more than 40 dead and tens of thousands homeless. Congress is considering initial funding of at least $8 billion in relief, but Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the price tag will likely exceed that of another powerful storm, Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Katrina cost, if I recall, more than $120 billion. When you look at the number of homes and businesses affected by this, I think this will cost well over $120 billion, probably $150 to $180 billion.
And climate change dominating discussions when the leaders of the Pacific nations hold their annual meeting in Samoa. 18-member Pacific Islands Forum includes countries such as Kiribati and Tuvalu, which are only meters above sea level and risk being swamped by rising oceans due to what scientists identify as global warming. A young Scottish entrepreneur who built a mini satellite in his bedroom in Scotland is now working with the European Space Agency to send the device into orbit. Tom Walkinshaw's satellite is expected to offer faster and more accurate tracking of airplanes, ships, and weather monitoring.
Recently, through miniaturization of electronics and standardization, the doors have opened up for a lot more people to try and build things and build individual satellites and eventually constellations, so like fleets of satellites.
27-year-old inventor is hoping his invention will eventually be one of thousands of satellites circling the Earth, tracking transport systems and giving constant updates. European Space Agency says Walkinshaw's invention fits the role of taking on new and innovative concepts and technologies which have the capability of being built into a long-term business.
That's the latest world news from VOA.